This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Hello there. How was your weekend? Hope you had a nice one. Got some R&R time in. Spent some time with the baby and all that good stuff. Let's jump into a plethora, a cornucopia of news that's on the table today. Mayor Bloomberg mandates flu shots for six-month-olds. You might have heard that he's forcing parents to vaccinate their children if they want them in daycare and whatnot. Well, I got a simple solution to that, Nanny Bloomberg. Don't put your children in daycare. Take care of your own children. I know. It's a foreign concept, I know. Especially in New York. Russia says August 21st, you know that Syrian chemical weapons attack back then in August? Well, Russia says it was provoked. It was staged, rather, to provoke attention. They're lashing out at the U.S. and its allies on the United Nations Security Council over who is to blame for the chemical weapons attacks in Syria this year. Although the propaganda here in the West made us think that there was a consensus that it was none other than Assad and his regime, well, Russia says no, no, no. That's not true at all. And I guess you can argue that there's no surprise there. However, they're pretty outspoken about this. And they're doing so using the platform of the United Nations Security Council. Chinese spy busted stealing Iowa corn seeds. I want to speculate as to why this is. Let me read that headline again. Chinese spy busted stealing Iowa corn seeds. A couple of weeks ago, you might remember, we had a virtual currency heist. Now we got Chinese biotech espionage in the middle of Iowa. Man. Is China with the New World Order? Is China against the New World Order? What is their role in all this? We know China is completely, and I mean completely, totalitarian. We had Chris Kitts on the other night talking about the Chinese propaganda, the Chinese spying, the Chinese internet control, and so on and so forth, and their organ harvesting and their prison camps and so on. But listen to this. This is from Newser. They say federal agents caught an alleged Chinese spy last week trying to smuggle highly valuable inbred corn seeds out of the country. Mo Heilong is accused of stealing the seeds from fields in Illinois and Iowa and trying to evade FBI agents after dropping off seeds at a Redden storage facility. He faces up to 10 years in prison and a $5 million fine for stealing trade secrets worth up to $40 million. What's the big deal, you might ask? Well, inbred seeds possess certain special qualities like resistance to droughts or pest and that kind of thing. Well, let me just make this clear. Yes, it's GMO. Yes, it is. And a place like China would gladly feed the masses with GMO foods. Gladly. It's really the foundation for Iowa agriculture, so it's really something that we need to protect, says an Iowa professor. The FBI started investigating Mo, that's the culprit's name, who works for a Chinese conglomerate with a corn seed company. When DuPont Pioneer officials say they saw him on his knees in a newly protected and planted field, they say Mo was very nervous and his face was flushed. When confronted, he really, really started to act sketchy. I can only imagine this guy's body language. Oh, no. Oh, oh. Mo allegedly toured Pioneer and Monsanto facilities under an alias and later bought seeds from both companies. And he wasn't alone. Agents who stopped three alleged companies trying to leave the country with seeds, but so far only Mo has been charged. I wonder what the other ones were, why they were not charged. I don't know. I think he could have as much of that Monsanto junk as he likes, if you ask me. Take it. Take it away. Take it off the shelves. But then again, I think seeds should be open source. I think if they were to practice sound agricultural procedures and methods, they wouldn't have to deal with this. But I could be wrong. You might be able to make an argument that in order to support the growing population there, they have 1 billion people in China. Don't forget, 1 billion with a B. In order to protect their growing populations, well, they need to feed the useless eaters. They need to feed them with GMOs. And it's a lot easier to steal the GMO stuff. It's a lot easier. So there's a story. Of course, a big story today. Federal judge's historic ruling declares the NSA mass phone surveillance is likely unconstitutional. Really? Really? I had no idea. I had never heard of the Fourth Amendment. I had no clue that this NSA mass phone surveillance is unconstitutional. I didn't know. I went to a government school. I never really took many civics classes. I didn't know. Thank you, federal judge. Well, okay, I get it. It's historic because a federal judge is acknowledging what we already know. They declared that the NSA's mass phone record surveillance is likely unconstitutional. Whoa. Likely? Likely? Let me break it down for you. It's unconstitutional. Period. The case, Clayman versus Obama, undermines the government's assertion that its bulk surveillance program, which collects virtually every phone record in the United States, every phone record, because you know what? You might be a terrorist. You might be. You might be a terrorist if you grow a garden or, you know, any of those other dangerous activities. Anyways, Judge Richard Leone found that the bulk telephony metadata and analysis almost certainly does not violate a reasonable expectation of privacy, which in turn likely results in a violation of the Fourth Amendment. That's a novel concept. Thanks, Judge Leone. Judge Leone stayed the order pending appeal because of the significant nature of the decision. Both the EFF and the ACLU have active lawsuits challenging the same program before other judges. Chuck Schumer says veterans should take a pay cut. However, our congressman should not. Yes, that's right. Our Senate Majority Leader, Chuckie Schumer, that hypocrite from New York, believes that it's time that the U.S. military veterans do their part for America by taking a cut to their retirement benefits. We used and abused them, spit them out like pawns in foreign affairs, and we're going to cut their benefits while we make triple digits. If you don't even include the insider training that we do on a regular basis. All right, Steve Starr is going to jump on board with us in just a moment.
The Bob Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
We got Steve Starrs with us, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Oh my goodness, it's Steve Starrs.
Yes, fresh
back. I'm a huge fan, man.
Oh, you know, you should have seen what a fan I was at my daughter's Christmas concert recital tonight.
Aww.
Yeah.
How'd that go? She sang, or what'd she do? Dance?
No, actually, she played her clarinet with the band, and yeah, it was good. I mean, you know how those things are. Most of it's pretty blasé.
Did you take any video?
I have done that in the past, but you know, I didn't do it this time. But actually, there were some moments that was very impressive. I was,
don't worry, Steve. The NSA took video.
Oh, they good. I can always call them, you know, but wouldn't miss it, you know. So I'm sorry I'm late, friends, but glad to be back in the saddle with Bob Tuscan in a brand new week, and here we go.
Here we go. Rocking it, dude.
You're rocking, man.
I covered this Chinese spy who was busted stealing Iowa corn seeds. I thought that was interesting. I also talked about how Chuck Schumer thinks that we should cut, well, retirement for veterans, but the Congress doesn't have to worry about that. I talked about the federal judge's historic ruling declaring what we already knew, NSA mass phone surveillance is likely unconstitutional. It is unconstitutional, period. End of discussion. I talked about that for a little bit, Steve. I also talked about how Nanny Bloomberg is mandating flu shots, which we've already heard. This was news last week. But he's dismissing these concerned parents telling Manny Nanny Bloomberg that their concerns are, well, ill-founded and that they're just crazies, he says. Yeah. And last but not least, I talked about how Russia says the August 21st Syria chemical weapons attack was staged to provoke attention. Well, no real big surprise there or news. And, well, I got a lot more to get to. So, Steve, buckle your seatbelt, man. We're just tipping the iceberg, and we've already covered, what was that, 5 stories?
Yeah, big ones, too. Very big ones.
Yeah, okay,
go ahead. You know, any comments you want, I'll give you, but there's so much more. It's still going on, man.
All right, too much news. Let me break a few more of these down, and then we'll review them, and I want you to take notes. You got your crayon?
I got my crayon, and I got my pad here, you know. I'm using a purple crayon today.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Decades later, the FDA takes action on safety of antibacterial soaps.
Yeah, it took them a while, didn't it?
Antibacterial soaps made by companies including Dial, Lever, and Dove contain chemicals that have a spotty safety record. Now, I already know this. Most of my listeners know this. Maybe all of them do at this point. But the FDA is just now recognizing this. I'm sure they knew about it, but as you know, there's conflict of interest after conflict of interest when it comes to this regulatory group called the FDA, with little or no oversight from any other agency. Not that that's necessarily a bad thing, but when it comes to soap, there's now some data suggesting that long-term exposure to certain active ingredients used in antibacterial products, for example, triclosan, liquid soaps, triclosan, however the hell you pronounce that, or triclocarban, T-R-I-C-L-O-C-A-R-B-A-N, bar soaps. They could pose health risks such as bacterial resistance and hormonal effects, according to the statement released by the FDA. Now, Steve, I got a simple solution for my listeners who don't depend on the nanny state to protect them, that do their own research and don't need the government to ban certain products in order to avoid them. You know, for instance, I think it's ridiculous to fluoridate our waters, but I don't need the government to remove the fluoride from our water supply to not drink water with fluoride in. I don't need them. Okay? It's that simple. So the same can be said about soap. I know there's poison in the soap, and I don't need the government to ban these soaps, okay? It would be nice if there was some sort of accountability for us to be able to hear what's in these soaps and allow the average consumer who's not as informed as the listeners to the Bob Tuscan Show to know exactly what's in them and why they're bad. But we're educated here, right? We're aware of what's going on here. So you know what? Simple solution, Steve. I haven't bought regular soap or bathed with regular soap in years. Ever heard of Dr. Bronner's soap, Steve?
I have, and you can tell me more about it, though, because I think a lot of the listeners don't know.
I use Dr. Bronner's soap. Now, I'm not saying that's the best or that's the end-all, but I use Dr. Bronner's soap. And you can use Dr. Bronner's soap in a million different ways. I wash my hair with it. I wash my body with it. You could even brush your teeth with it, which I don't. But you could. We use it as hand soap. We use it as body soap, like I said. We use it to clean the floors if we have to. It's a really well versatile product, and it's got things like, oh geez, coconut oil in it, olive oil. I know, it's poison. Mint, natural mint. You know, it's got crazy, depending on what flavor you get. I like the mint flavor, and I like the lavender smell. You like the smell of lavender?
Yeah, I do. It kind of bothers some people, but
I don't mind it. My dad, here's a funny story. My dad, I took a shower and I bathed with the soap, the lavender soap, and I came down and he says, "Ugh, you stink. You should take a shower. You smell like BO." I said, "What are you talking about? What are you talking? I just took a shower. What are you talking about? You smell like BO." Turns out, Steve, he was talking about the smell of the lavender soap.
Oh, he didn't like that. Okay.
He thought it was BO. He's so used to smell of chemicals.
He's right.
He smells like a cheap whore, you know, with all those fragrances on him. And
Dad, you smell
did
like...
Did I just call my dad a cheap whore, Steve?
No, you said he smell like one. But
that's smells also, like one, all right.
Yeah. There's why? I wonder. I'm just kidding. But anyhow, now what people don't know, though, Bob, is that, Dr. Bronner is not advertising what you're saying here. And how do we get him online to pay us to say this? Because, no, actually, he's not involved. We're not selling these products, right? Where do you get Dr. Bronner?
I wish.
So,
I'd like to.
Well, where is he?
You can find them in most stores now. You know, it's pretty widespread. I can find it in my store, and
You can. Okay.
Yeah, I got health food stores. I'm sure have it. My local grocer has it. You can buy it in bulk. The co-op. We have a co-op grocery store here. That's pretty cool. You can bring in your bottle and fill it up and reuse the bottle and buy the bulk soap.
Cool. So maybe we should advertise it or get Dr. Bronner on himself, or is he still alive?
Actually, he's a pretty cool dude. He's into all sorts of activism. I don't recall exactly the whole Dr. Bronner story, but he's done some pretty cool things, and he's been very fond of supporting GMO labeling and that kind of thing. So he's a pretty cool dude.
Cool. Well, sounds good. I'd like to interview him and maybe try.
I don't think he's dead, Dan. I don't think he is.
Hmm. Okay.
He might be.
Oh, March 7th, 1996.
He's dead, March 7th. Oh, well, he was cool.
Yeah. Well, we had it.
Whoever owns the company now is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of, the president of Dr. Bronner's. Rest in peace, Dr. Bronner, March 7th, 1997. All right, so we don't need the FDA to tell us these antibacterial soaps are unsafe. And when we come back, we'll tell you about a sheriff who refuses to enforce laws on gun control.
Cool.
Oath Keepers, gotta love them. We'll be right back.
The Bob Justin Show. Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Bob Tuscan Show. We got Steve Starrs with us?
We do.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Should I be afraid?
Well, maybe not, but...
What are you eating?
Unfortunately, I just got back from my little daughter's Christmas recital.
What are you eating?
And I'm eating junk food, man. No, I'm eating a hamburger. I actually made it myself, though, so...
Okay, well, if you made it with grass-fed beef... Okay.
Mm-hmm. Should be, but...
Grass-fed beef... I'm okay with it.
This is supposed to be free-range beef, but, you know, you never
know. Free-range, grass-fed. As long as they're not feeding it that GMO grain and shooting them up with hormones, I'm all right with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Steve, let me tell you about this sheriff.
Okay.
Who refuses to enforce laws of gun control. Weld County is where John Cook is the sheriff. And I might be moving to Weld County, W-E-L-D.
It's Weld County, and I know John Cook.
You do? Yes. Where is Weld County?
I live in Weld County.
You live in Weld County?
Yes, I know John Cook.
I might have to be moving in next door to you, Steve.
Yeah, you might have to, man. Yeah, he is actually very strong on the Second Amendment. He's been one of the firebrands out here because we have a lot of sheriffs in Colorado. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize that they stood up to Obama and Chicken Cooper or Hickenlooper. on these gun laws. They're not going to enforce them. But I'll let you go ahead and read the story. But, yes, I sent messages and some emails to Sheriff John Cook. His wife does a radio show, actually, on an AM station here. Yeah, Weld County here.
Does she really?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's a good man. Unfortunately, he is leaving that office, not because he is being voted out, but because he's only allowed 2 terms. And he's going to be running for state senator. There's a fellow by the name of Steve Rames that's going to be running in his place, who is also very strong. So, but go ahead and read the story.
Well, I want to tell you about it. I don't want to read it. I want to tell you about it, Steve. One, he says he had before July 1st, when the law banning the possession, sale, or transfer of the large capacity magazines went into effect. He said he wasn't going to do it.
Right.
He wasn't going to do it.
Right.
This guy stood up. This guy respects his oath to the Constitution. I know it's a novel concept. And don't get me wrong, I'm not a constitutional zealot. But I think these sheriffs are perhaps our last buffer. I know they're our last buffer in the system that we are supposed to have. Idealistically speaking, anyways, of checks and balances. Your local sheriff's supposed to stand up when the federal government wants to come in and violate your Second Amendment. You got your sheriff there who's a man of the people, of his constituents in that county, and he says, hell no.
Right on.
You're not taking our guns.
Yeah, he and Joe Apiro and so many others, you know.
I don't know about Joe.
Well, he's pretty strong on the Second Amendment, but I do know that Sheriff Mack has been very supportive of this.
Sheriff Mack, that's a cool dude. Yeah, he's got some good stuff to say. Yeah, I know there's some Sheriff Mack haters out there. I get it, but nonetheless.
We had some good ones out here, and they all stood up. I mean, when Obama came to Colorado, you know, to make this big issue over the gun laws. And of course, as most people know, we recalled 2 very powerful Democratic senators and pulled them right out of power and forced another one to resign. So it's like, folks, don't get too strong and down on us, you know, here in Colorado, because we're fighting it hard. And Sheriff Cook is a good guy. I wrote him an email and I said, thanks so much. He wrote me right back. And, you know, I said, you know, thanks for your support of gun laws. He said, yeah, I pointed out, of course, that most sheriffs, it's not as easy when, you know, your population's armed. He says, yes, but they have a tendency to be a lot more polite, you know, people with guns, because they have to in a county like that. I mean, you have respect for people rather than running all over them. So, yeah, Sheriff John Cook's a good man. I like him.
I thought I'd highlight what he's doing, Steve.
No, right out here in Weld County. Come on out here, Bob.
Weld County.
You can be my neighbor. Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you be?
You got a good farmer's market out there?
Can you say farmer's market? I knew you could. won't you be my neighbor?
What's the name of the town you live in?
Well, Greeley? I live in Greeley, man. Everybody, you know, Horace Greeley said, go west, young man, go west. And he started this community out here in Colorado, then he never came out here. He stayed back east, made a lot of money. You know, Horace Greeley was, he was named, the city was named after him, and he's like one of those guys, one of those heroes that nobody really likes that the town is named after, you know. If you know the history of Horace Greeley, they actually have an art exhibit in the middle of town that you can go see, where a fellow by the name of Nast, who is a political cartoon, used to write all these, draw all these ugly cartoons of Horace Greeley, and you can see them. Nast actually was the guy who created the donkey and the elephant for the symbols, and he actually created the first Uncle Sam and a lot of those. He was a political cartoonist for Harper's many years ago, Saturday, and he was a very famous guy, and he did not like Horace Greeley. Of course, there's a long story about Horace Greeley, but we'll get into that some other time. But, you know, interesting things that are happening out here. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff. I mean, they have pushed these 2 Democratic senators out. Now, here's the story with gun control, though, Bob, and I think I might have said this to your listeners before very quickly. Ken Buck, who is the district attorney out here, was running for the state Senate race against Michael Bennett, who was the swing vote on Obamacare. Okay, it was very vital. They spent more money on a Colorado Senate race than just about any place. I think it was the top funded race in the state of Colorado. And they ran ads you know, claiming that Ken Buck was supporting illegal gun dealers, when in fact he wasn't. He was a prosecutor. The problem was, though, he told these guys that were under investigation that the prosecution didn't have a strong case, which they didn't. And they had no business coming after him anyway. And so they ran ads and tried to terrorize people. And I think they actually stole the election in Arapahoe County last year. Or this, yeah, it was back in 2012. So all of this gun control issue played into the issue that got Michael Bennett elected into the Senate, who was the swing vote in the Senate for Obamacare. Okay. So you see how these small politics and even gun issues mount up to very, very big things. I just want to give you the background on that. So Ken Buck will be running again against Mark Udall, who's been very strong on gun control. He's a gun grabber and all that kind of stuff. And we'll see what happens this time. We're going to be watching the election because I think they stole a lot of votes in Arapahoe County, and the ballots all disappeared and they couldn't come up with the answers until morning. And it was out of character with all the Republicans that all the other people were voting for state offices. So they went to great lengths to steal this election here in Colorado from another guy who believes very strongly in the Second Amendment. And that's Ken Buck. He's going to be running again for Senate here. And John Cook will be stepping down, but we have a very strong county in terms of wanting to respect your rights for the Second Amendment. So yes, that is the Weld County history from Weld County, Colorado. I'm Steve Starrs. Reporting.
All right, that was Steve Starrs reporting live from Weld County. Now back to the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm your host, Bob Tuscan. Thanks so much for joining us. We've been talking a bit about Bitcoin, a bit about Bitcoin. Every time I say that, I catch the unintended pun. And, well, Steve, it's gaining popularity across the globe, around the world. Everybody wants in on Bitcoin. That's right. I mean, everybody wants in on Bitcoin, even folks in India. Mm-hmm. In India. The folks in India are going crazy for Bitcoin. They want it, and they want it bad. And they're buying the Bitcoins, I guess they're called. Bitcoin. I almost called it a Bitcoin dollar. No. That would be sacrilege. They're buying the Bitcoin dollars and getting in on the whole endeavor. And I thought that was pretty cool that, you know, we got a developing country like India, Steve, still developing. And we heard about China and the Bitcoin heist there. But the folks in India are big fans of the Bitcoin. So there you go. Everyone's in on it. And you ought to be too, because it seems to be a pretty decent currency, if the government don't take it down, that's outside of the parameters of our fractional reserve banking system. And that right there, folks, is something to pay attention to at the very least. It's something to keep your eyes on. Okay, folks, when we come back, legalized drugs. That's right, legalized drugs. We'll talk a little bit about that. And why it should happen or why it should not happen. We'll tell you about a non-lethal weapon maker who's under fire for, well, lethal weapons. No. But they're called non-lethal. No, folks, non-lethal weapons are lethal. And we'll tell you about the gentleman who is under fire for his non-lethal weapons. And we got a bunch of other stuff to get to. Hey, we'll open up the phone lines, too. I haven't mentioned that. Let's go ahead and open up the phone lines to anybody who wants to join us. 800-313-9443 on anything you like. 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Hey, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve, what do you got, man?
Well, all kinds of story. You know, I think there is one thing I should follow up on, though, and we should ask our listeners. Okay, if you guys want to hear more about Bitcoin, we will take you there. I mean, we've got the guys. Rex Brocky was on our show several weeks ago. He predicted at that time that Bitcoin would go over $1,000. It was at 323 then. It did. He knows all about mining these things. He knows a lot about it. If you want us to bring him on again, just let us know in the chat room or drop Bob an email at thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com or call us up. Let us know. I mean, a lot of people are very paranoid that they don't like Bitcoin. I just thought I'd mention that, Bob, because we have, Rex is very well versed with all this, but a lot of other stories as well, of course. We don't want to get too occupied with that. It's just if you need to know how this works and what's behind it and ask questions, we'll bring Rex on again. He was absolutely correct in his assessment that Bitcoin was going over $1,000 three or four weeks ago. But I don't know if you saw this one story, but it says the young people, you know, the millennials are finally turning against Obama, and they want a recall, not just impeachment, they want a recall. It says a majority of 18 to 24-year-olds now say the world that they would recall Obama as president if they could. It is finally happening. Young people who are overwhelmingly or did in the past supported Obama are now turning away from him in droves. The hope and change he promised never materialized. Instead, it's been replaced with the deteriorating conditions. They don't like Obamacare. They don't like where the economy's going. They can't find jobs. They don't see the future. And guess what? This is what we've been saying all along, and they're starting to pick up on it, and he's becoming very unpopular very quickly with a lot of young people, which I can finally say, hallelujah, it's about time. I don't know, Bob, but I remember us being on the air warning people before this man came into office that he was going to be an agent of the banksters and you weren't going to see any change. I was telling people then, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. He will be an extension of what George W. was in a Democratic label. And that's what he's been. Anyhow, that's an interesting story. That's from Town Hall, December 16th, 2013, by Rachel Alexander. What are your thoughts on that? Any other ideas there with that one, or should we go on to another story?
Let's go on to another story here, because that's pretty self-explanatory.
Right.
Pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. How many people do you think who are innocent people, are killed each year by cops?
Yeah, I'm glad you're bringing this up. And I don't know the number, but it's a lot more than we thought. And it's a lot higher than the people who are killed in these gun shooting issues that we've been hearing
That's
a lot
right.
about.
That's right.
I knew
right.
you were going there. Yeah, how many? What do you got there?
More people. You know, we had this school shooting in Colorado. Geez, what's with all the school shootings in Colorado, man? You guys got Columbine. Now this one, there's a lot.
Columbine goes back all those years ago. You know,
I know. I mean, geez.
And then, anyways, of course, but go ahead. How
numbers.
Many?
Let's just take a look at the numbers, okay?
Yeah, let's compare it. Let's compare it. Yeah, right. Let's do it.
500 innocent Americans killed by cops each year. Knock and announce police raids are on the rise. They are estimated to occur as many as 40 to 50,000 times a year. Wow. Back in the 1970s, Steve, military-style police raids used to be a rare event. You remember way back when?
Oh, 1970s? Yeah. I sure do.
They only occurred a few hundred times per year. Well, things have changed in the police state that we live in now, folks. And now, knock and announce police raids with SWAT teams are, well, a regular occurrence. They happen all the time.
That's right.
And as a result, more people are being shot up.
Mm-hmm.
Shot up, dead, innocent people. Over 500 of them per year.
Yep. That's a lot more than died in Sandy Hook. Yeah. Well, this is the whole point. You know, I mean, and it's these high-speed chases. There was four people actually killed in a high-speed chase. One of them was an innocent person. The other three were the perpetrators and just recently. And then, of course, another story here that I'm reading says a drug raid accident kills a young mother. And, you know, that's another story. I don't know if you saw that one. This one happened in Ohio. It says a botched drug raid led to the death of a young mother in Ohio last week, police claim. Last Wednesday night, police in Chillicothe were on the verge of executing a heroin bust when 11-year Ross County Sheriff's Patrol Sergeant, who was Brett McKnight's gun, went off accidentally killing a 35-year-old lady by the name of Crystal Barros, who sat inside the home. So, I mean, you know, you're seeing these stories all the time of cops killing people. And, you know, I think we should light candles, don't you, Bob? I think we should have a big feel-bad day about it. Because I've heard it from the situations at Sandy Hook, at the Aurora shooting, the recent thing today here in, well, just over the weekend here in Arapahoe High School in Colorado, Gabby Giffords. I want to have a real feel-bad day for all these people who've been killed by cops. I think it's time we do it. I'm not trying to put the cops down. I'm just trying to say in comparison, let's look at how many people in these high-speed chases, in these bad drug busts, in these situations where cops, you know, mistake somebody reaching for their wallet, reaching for a gun or something like that. It happens all the time. You know, I'm not saying there's not some bad guys out there who probably deserve to be shot once in a while. I'm not trying to be unsympathetic to cops who are risking their lives in many cases with some very dangerous characters. And I realize that, you know, things happen. But I'm just talking about the kinds of cases like this, Bob, where people get shot or arrested or maimed by some police officer for no good reason at all. And that's what I'm talking about. And this is just as tragic, yeah, as you pointed out, Bob, as all these school shootings that are going on. And nobody mentions it.
If not more tragic, because these are supposed to be the people that protect us. Instead, right, they're shooting you down. Yep. You know, and maybe we're blowing this out of proportion, you might say. Maybe you might argue that, oh, Bob's being hyperbolic with it all. No. No. It's a police state. And how can we trust these peace officers when they spy on us, they shoot us down, they violate our rights, and so on and so forth? How can you trust them?
Yeah.
What purpose do they serve other than to intimidate the public? I don't see any real good purpose for them. Now, okay, yeah, okay, I get you. I get you. If you are in need of, you know, Steve, I don't see any reason for police officers. I really don't. I don't. I could be wrong, but I see very little reason, if not any reason. Here, let me open up that question to the listeners. Do you see any reason whatsoever to have police officers? Any reason whatsoever? And if so, what are those reasons? 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls. Do you see any reason whatsoever to have police officers? 800-313-9443. John in Canada, you're first. What do you think?
Well, actually, I was calling about a different matter.
All right, well, comment on this first. What do you think? Is there any reason to have a police officer?
No. Well, okay. I can tell you how I feel about police and peace officers, and they're two different things. They're two animals. They're two different. Like, one is to protect the citizenship. The other one is to fleece them. And this is well known. Bob, you know this, and Steve knows this.
Sure.
Like, it's a corporation. Like, they are just revenue agents and like that. Long gone is the protector. Long gone. There are now all now corporations. But I'd like to pose a question to you, Bob, and Steve, and see if you can enlighten me on something that has been bugging me for the last little while. I'm thinking about central banks, and like we know the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England and all the other Western European centrals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, does the People's Bank of Canada, the People's Bank of China, rather, are they a Rothschild bank? And also, is like any bank in Russia or Brazil, are they Rothschild Central Bank controlled?
That's a good question. And the fact is that there are both connections and disconnections to the Rothschild central banks in Russia and China. We'll get back into that after the break. You need to. Bob Tuscan Show. We'll continue.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial